Yo.
Yo, I'm finna add Reds. I'm finna add Bills.
Okay.
It's his email, so hopefully.
You want to tell me you sent it through email? Asked me if he got it. He looked at it. He hasn't said anything.
Yeah, I just think he came to me and asked him myself.
Okay. So, do you want me to go over week 6 scores? You can do upcoming games.
We can do whatever you know, we can do it however you want to do it, man.
Okay.
I can look on his page, on Kale's page to get the scores and stuff. So,
yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Yeah. Good game by y'all this week, man.
Yeah, we did good this week.
Yeah, man, we bounced back this week too. So,
who's your backup now?
Well, we got I had traded for Colin.
Oh, Kaepernick.
Traded for Kaepernick, you know. I think I traded a third or a fourth for him. Yeah, I think I traded like a third or a fourth. So let me see.
We can just get into it while we wait for Bills.
Yeah, I traded Breshad Breeland in a 2019 fourth for him and 2018 fifth, and he said he got it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell him to join it. I just said join it. So I'm gonna go to his page.
Yeah, that's not bad for Kaepernick.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out who played this week though. I don't know who started for me. So I'm trying to figure out who started for me this week because I dropped 45 points on Miami.
No, that's not that hard.
But still, we without Matt Ryan, you know what I mean? So somebody had to. And Miami ain't too bad. They do have a good defense. You forget they got Sue on that defense. They got a pretty decent secondary, so. So,
well, geez, I put up 55 on the Niners.
And you already know that they're ass. So,
Jimmy Garoppolo threw for over 400 yards and he only had like one touchdown and two.
How many interceptions? Two. I mean, he can't carry the team.
But like, we did sack him like 6 times.
Yeah, you know, my defense. I was from the Steelers. Was trying to get Jarrell Freeman from me.
No.
They was willing to trade me a first and a second round pick. I should have did it.
What? For Jarrell Freeman?
Yeah, first and a second.
That's robbery.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, but look, I guess he thought about it. I thought about it because he said, "Nah, I guess I took too long to get back to him." So, I mean, yeah. But I mean, I'm fine though, you know.
But yeah, Ziggy Ansah had 4 sacks on Garoppolo.
I'm trying to wait. I'm waiting for him to show us those the players of the.
Yeah.
I think really what happened was I think my guy I think Shop started this week.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because he might have already simmed your game and the trade might have not gone through.
He said if you click on it on his computer, will it make him join them? He's not on his phone.
Let's see. Tell him to try it.
No, I said, I don't know, try it. That's what I told him to do. See, if you can't get him in here, then it just be us two.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just hoping to have him on because he's got Nathan Peterman or whoever quarterback and he's doing this well. He's 5-0. That's why I wanted to have Bills on.
See, that's the point. He wouldn't be 5-0 if Matt Ryan got injured. If Matt Ryan did not get injured, he wouldn't be 5-0, man.
No.
We would have got that game. We would have had that dub, but it was a good game. We lost by a touchdown, but we bounced back.
Yeah.
And Kev told me, he said, I'm on pace to score 645 points.
This whole season. That's crazy. That's like too many points.
He said, hold on. It says I have to download the app, so I'm going to get Gmail on my phone instead.
Just tell him I'll be we're going to start with he that said, one, so when he joins, yeah. Just.
He said he'll be ready in 3 minutes.
Okay. We can just start going over. Do you want to go over transactions or games?
I mean, you all the trades and stuff. We can probably do the trades first because I don't think it was that many big trades this week.
No. Did we get? Oh, yeah. There was a couple.
Yeah, I know. I know of a couple myself. So.
Yeah.
I'll do those.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you can do the intro.
All right, so welcome back. This is going to be the third episode of the NFL 18 Madden Sim podcast with Falcons and Bills is going to be on shortly. So we're just going to get started with transactions. Go ahead, Falcons.
What's good, y'all? This week we've had, since the last podcast, you know, guys, we've had a couple big things. We've had Drew Brees coming out to his team, telling his team that they need better offensive play or he's going to walk at the end of the season. So, coming from the Saints, what do you think the Saints should do to, you know, do you think they should invest in a better O-line or just invest in another quarterback?
Drew is old, but you want to have him for the time that he's going to play. So, if they get one or two pieces on the O-line, like, let's say a good interior.
Yeah, like a
strong side tackle.
Yeah. I think they should really go, you know, go for like a right guard. Because they do have Max Unger. They do have Max Unger. I know they acquired from Seattle with the Graham trade a couple years ago. They do have Unger in the center, so he's pretty sturdy. So.
And they got Strafe, I think, at left tackle.
Yeah, straight. And I think they got Ramchek too. If I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, as their backup, they drafted him last year.
Yeah, and in other news, we do have in week 4, we had Matt Ryan be injured. He was injured in the Bills game, in the loss to the Bills, my first loss of the season. He was injured, with severe headaches, and it was really nothing too serious. They did put him through the concussion protocol, but from Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn said he looks to have him back this week against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, which will be a great game, by the way. Y'all need to tune in to that one. That's going to be – hopefully it's going to be the blowout. Hopefully we can continue to put them points on the board.
Yeah.
We had the Patriots coming to this game on a three-game winning streak.
They're doing good now. They got Brady back. They're getting Gronk back this week, I think.
That ain't going to make a difference.
Never know.
No, that ain't going to make a difference. My team was on fire, and Matt Ryan come back this week. He's going to be hungry. And in other news, Joe Flacco was benched for Teddy Bridgewater.
They need to cut Flacco. Too much crap.
Yeah, he's causing too much.
He's making $13.5 million next year.
Yeah. Oh, and there's the Bills. There's the Bills. Welcome, Bills.
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome.
Yeah, what's up?
We was talking about the transactions that happened this week. So, we have the Broncos have traded for offensive lineman Andrew Norwell. They also get quarterback Garrett Galbert, who they will release.
Okay.
And will trade away for Trevor Siemian and Max Garcia in a first and a 2018 first and a 2019 third to the Panthers.
The picks are
important
for the Panthers because the Broncos currently are a top 10 pick.
Yeah, the Panthers right now, they haven't been done. I think they're either like 2-5 or 1-5 or 1-3.
Yeah, but they don't got Cam.
Yeah, Cam has been injured, so that's a big loss for them.
Yeah.
Also, the Broncos signed offensive lineman Jeremy Zuta.
He's just as like a backup because.
Yeah. They also re-signed Matt Paradis to a 4-year, $28.5 million deal with $8.7 million guaranteed.
Yeah, he's one of the best centers in the league right now, so that makes sense that they would re-sign him.
Yeah, that's a really good contract for them.
And a big trade coming from Carolina. The Patriots have traded for defensive lineman Kwon Short. They will send to the Panthers Lawrence Guy and a 2018 first and a 2018 second. I honestly don't think the Patriots really needed this right here. This wasn't I think this was an impulse trade right here. I think it was really an impulse trade. I really didn't think they need that. I think they really needed the picks instead of the trade. I think that, you know, because they have depth. They might not have the skill, but they have the depth. I don't think they should have traded two picks and a player. They traded two picks and a player for one guy
who's
a 92 overall. I think
he's making a boatload of cap.
Yeah, so that's going to be another cap hit. And they do have Tom Brady and Gronk. I just don't think this was a great trade for me.
I'd like to play devil's advocate in this instance, considering that Tom Brady literally just came back from being out for a while. I think that they're really trying to get back to that top pick, because considering that I have their pick, they don't have their own. They're really going for that 1-2-3 top in the AFC spot.
And also the Bills, which was you, re-signed Spencer Ware to a 4-year, $13.6 million contract with 7.9 guaranteed. What was your thought behind that?
Well, I mean, considering that I have Nathan Peterman right now as my starting quarterback, and I'm still 5-0, I am very happy with my run game right now with Ware and McCaffrey. So I'm just really looking with the 5 picks that I have to retool for the upcoming season and really see how this one's going to turn out. So if I can keep my currently undefeated squad going and maybe get with one of my picks a top quarterback like a Josh Allen or a Mason Rudolph, then
I think the best pick for you would be either Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen. And only because Baker Mayfield I think he fits y'all scheme a lot more, because y'all did have Tyrod Taylor and y'all do have that mobile quarterback type of scheme right now. Y'all trying to fit that mobile So I think Baker Mayfield may be a better pick for y'all. He may not have the maturity, but I think this boy, he will be a great pick.
Yeah.
And y'all luckily 5-0. Y'all luckily 5-0. Y'all escaped. Y'all barely escaped Atlanta.
I know we're lucky that Ryan went down.
That's what we were saying. Y'all are lucky Ryan went down, man. But hey, that was a great trade game. And the last trade, we do have the Falcons. We did trade for Colin Kaepernick. So we traded away Breshad Breeland and a 2019 fourth round pick for Colin Kaepernick and a 2018 fifth round pick. Which really wasn't a bad trade at all.
I see that really helping.
Yeah, because you know Staub is old and Kaepernick is a young guy. So if Matt Ryan do go down, he can fill in the void pretty decently.
Yeah.
And the last trade was Eric Reed. The Lions traded for safety Eric Reed, and they traded for Eric Reed in a 2018 6. The 49ers would get the Lions 2018 second round pick.
Not bad.
So,
Lions trying to not get the first overall pick because that's where they're sitting right now.
Facts.
Redskins, get into the scores, man.
Okay, so first feature game of the week was Redskins at 49ers. Redskins stomped the 49ers 55-25. Case Keenum threw for 255 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 452 yards, 3 touchdowns, but had 2 interceptions.
Oof.
Like, those passing yards are great, but the interceptions is what killed them.
Nah, I feel like that game's like a real life Brett Favre type game.
Yeah,
like, he's absolute gunslinger performance. A ton of yards, ton of touchdowns. But if you look at the efficiency, it's killer.
Yeah. Another thing is, I just think that y'all they may have been on the field a little too much. Maybe looking at the score and the points that Redskins put up, they probably were scoring quick. And putting Jimmy right back on the field. So maybe he wasn't getting his defense wasn't helping out. And you know, when you're on the field a lot, you're gonna be tired and you're gonna make careless mistakes.
And the Niners run game didn't help at all. Case Keenum almost ran for as many yards as Jonathan Stewart did.
So just looking at it, you know, you do have to look at the proficiency of the whole team.
Yeah.
You can just put it on. And then, you know, this is first week back coming from injury. He was injured. So he's coming from injury. So you do have to cover some slack. He might have to get back into the groove of the game. So, I mean, I'm not going to put this one against him. But I'm not going to give any excuses. He could have played better. But as a team, they all could have played better. But they did put up 25.
Marquise Goodwin is keeping up the top receiving stats. He had 254 yards.
He's not the top. He's not the best receiver. He's just the most relied upon receiver. He's just gonna push.
That's true.
Another reason.
You look at who he's.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, sorry. You look at what Jimmy Garoppolo's got to throw other than Marcus Goodwin, and you can really see why he's getting the touches. I mean, you can look at 11 receptions, and I'm assuming that he got more targets than that, even that. So. If you look at that, I think that it's sort of a case of, for best receiver, more like a quantity over quality in this
game. Yeah. Another reason that the 49ers lost is Washington had 5 sacks on Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Their offensive line.
All right, so the next game?
It was Steelers at Chiefs, and the Steelers took down the Chiefs 45-28.
That was a big win right there for the Steelers. Basically gave them I think they gave them the number 2 spot in the AFC, if I'm not mistaken. They should have the number 2 spot. The Chiefs was looking pretty much unstoppable until the Steelers did that. And hey, look, if you look at it in real life, the Steelers was the first team to beat them too.
Yeah.
So let's This is looking kind of iffy to me. This is kind of looking kind of eerie to me because, as you've seen in real life, the Chiefs went on a downward spiral after they lost to the Steelers and ended up, I think, 9-7 after starting 5-0. So,
and Big Ben threw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
Antonio caught for 166, which was also averaging 20.7 a catch and three touchdowns. Is absolutely torched their defense.
If the Steelers want to keep this up, Big Ben has to get the interceptions down. He threw for 4 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions.
It's true.
The next
again, I'd personally.
Oh, Miley, you can. Oh, no, you go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, just going back to the Jimmy Garoppolo numbers, the 3-2, and now Ben Roethlisberger at 4-3. Sure, the Steelers did get 45 points, but a really strong secondary is gonna punish you if you're that efficient. If you're that
Atlanta or go to Buffalo or go to, you know, someone where they do have a cup like Atlanta. Me, I made great moves to get a better secondary. And you know, they had a good secondary. But if you go to somewhere like Kansas City, that's why they got those streaks like that. Kansas City offense wasn't efficient enough today. Kansas City was not efficient.
Yeah.
But their defense is an efficient unit. They got the interceptions. But they couldn't capitalize off the turnovers.
Yeah.
So you have to look at it like it's gonna be the no. And you gotta look at it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to the next game. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
So the last feature game was the Packers at the Vikings. The Packers won by almost double the score. It was 41-23, and they took control of the North.
I mean, and this is that NFC North. I mean, I have to say they have some good teams up there, but the teams that are not playing to expectation this year, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, Green Bay, you know, they have Aaron Rodgers, and that's the biggest thing for them. But Kirk Cousins outplayed Aaron Rodgers in the yards department, but he threw for 4 interceptions.
Which is just
abysmal. Which is abysmal. Like, he had a 1-4 TD to interception ratio. That's unacceptable.
He has no excuse for that. Oh, sorry.
And that's probably defense forcing 5 turnovers.
Yeah, that was the reason they won. That was the motivation and the what pushed them to this victory.
Yeah.
Okay, so next game we got.
Eagles beat Carolina 42-21.
They beat them by a score of 21.
Yeah.
So, see, this is what we are saying right here about, you know, the Panthers, how we were saying earlier. I think that this Kawhi short trade is going to hurt them more than it's going to help them. But those picks are not guaranteed to get a great player. You no. got picks from the Patriots. So
they're not the Patriots picks.
No, yeah, they are. Whose picks are they? I have the Patriots 2018, so they must have got someone else's.
So they better hope that they don't get, like, maybe my pick or somebody that's going to be doing something this year. They better hope they get a top 5 and top 10. If they get a top 10 pick, hopefully if they get top 5 picks, then that may look good for them. But if they're anywhere outside the top 10, this may prove to be a bust for the Panthers.
Yeah. Then the next game we had was, of course, the Falcons winning 45-3 over Miami. Not really much to say.
Let me just speak on that game right there.
Go ahead.
That was a backup quarterback because we, as I said, we did lose Matt Ryan in the Bills game. And he probably is very happy that we lost Matt Ryan in the end of that game.
Yeah.
So, because
I am very. It'd probably be. Me. I ain't even gonna lie.
It'd probably be me that's 5-0 instead of you that's 5-0. But
that's true.
I mean, we took that game, and it brought us back to earth because we was flying high, and that game brought us back to earth. And now we see what we do when we bounce back from. Because in the bye week we did train, we did go over film from the game, and we limited mistakes, and we went out there and played ball and put up 45 points. And I don't have the stats for that game yet. Kev's going to send them to me. I asked him for the stats. But I'm pretty sure Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman went off.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman goes off. As of week 5, he was still number 2 in the rushing. He was still ranked number 2 in the league in rushing yards.
And he's probably going to take over number 1 because Gurley's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's a big loss that's a big loss. But they still pulled out the win against Seattle. They did. They still pulled out the win. Wow, that's going to hurt them.
The game that surprised me the most was the Bears beat Baltimore 41-17.
Actually, I wouldn't use beat there. I'd use pummeling. Yeah. Oh, my.
I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is Baltimore's answer.
I mean, what I think that they need to do, I think that they need to find, they need to, Teddy Bridgewater, they need to give him a little time. Give him a little time. Put Joe Flacco back in front of back into the make let him finish the rest of the season as a starter, and let Terry Bridgewater really learn the system because he's coming from Minnesota, which is a totally different ballpark offensively. Defensively, they are the same. Baltimore and Minnesota are pretty much the same with the 3-4 try to pressure the quarterback type of people. They try to make you get the ball out faster to make mistakes. That's what Baltimore and Minnesota.
Yeah.
But offensively, Minnesota is more of a aerobatic. They're more of a ground and pound. They was more of a ground and pound with Adrian Peterson and McKinnon and Dalvin Cook and those guys. Now you go to Baltimore, who is more reliant on the quarterback because they don't have a sturdy running back. So therefore, now he has to learn the system, learn the playbook, and learn how to be more of a reliable back. Reliable, not.
Well, Teddy's not almost his own running back.
Exactly.
He needs to escape the pocket.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then again, you do have to worry about that offensive line in Baltimore. And like you said, his knee. He's not as quick and agile as he used to be.
No.
The next game is.
We'll just roll through these next few games.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we had Browns at Texans, which was Houston beating 5? Cleveland 30-24. Surprised Cleveland even put up a fight.
They haven't won a game this season, I'm thinking.
Cleveland? No, they've won 2.
What? Wow. Oh, yeah, they're 2-4. Raiders is defeated. The Raiders are defeated. Exactly. The Raiders and Lions are defeated.
Yeah.
Neither team have won a game this year.
And then we had the Lions at Saints, which they lost again, 35-49 for New Orleans.
Wow.
The Patriots. The
Lions put up a big fight there, too.
Yeah.
I really, at this point, if they're doing this poorly, I really can't see Matt Stafford still being their quarterback. I think they're going to have to completely retool the team.
I mean, I don't think that they would have to retool their offense because their offense is putting up points. Like when they played the Falcons, they put up 24. They put up 27 in the first half. 27-3
at the first half. Oh, yeah, I guess.
But I think they need to retool their defense. Their defense is not stopping anybody.
I mean, let's move on to the draft quickly. Who do you guys think they could go pick early?
I think if they get, I was just going to say that. Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
He's a stud linebacker. Him, Raekwon Smith, or they should. I think they may go for Denzel Ward to be on the other side of Darius Slay.
I mean, personally, if I were them, just how abysmal their defense is, I'd personally move down in the draft to get multiple first round picks. That'd so be you a can good. Get yeah. maybe so you can maybe get like two players, like maybe a Marcus Davenport and a Harold Landry or something.
Or yeah. or Maurice Hurst. I think Maurice Hurst will be a good person to put in that interior because they did trade Zeke. They did trade Zeke. I forget his name. I can't pronounce. Yeah, Anza. They did trade him, and as you said, he did put in work.
But so, they did get a first round pick for Ziggy.
Yeah, so I think that.
Oh wait, from
me, they got on my 2019 first pick.
Oh okay.
So I think they may be a little downhill for the next two or three seasons, but I mean, yeah. give them a chance, you know, as you know. Yeah. But looking at New Orleans on the other side, them boys are 5-0.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees is right still complaining.
That's killer.
Yeah, he's complaining. But because I understand where the complaints are coming from, you know. I can understand where the complaints are coming from. But honestly, that NFC South division has the two top teams in the NFC right now. The Falcons, that when they meet in week 15, what y'all think gonna happen?
Right now, I mean, you're going to hate me for this, but I'm going to have to go with the Saints just because of the healthy quarterback situation. I'm just going to have to look at Drew Brees, and I can't really bet against Drew Brees in this case.
I'm going to tell you one thing only. Look at the points allowed
that's
by both teams. And then look at the points
scored.
And look at the points scored. I have 211-95.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll be it. You sure right. And y'all play them. I think y'all play them like 2 or 3 weeks before us. So if y'all put the work on them, I mean, y'all play – Redskins play them first. And y'all do too. Yeah. The Bills, y'all play them too. So, I mean, I think y'all play them before us too. So if they beat any one of y'all – then it's going to be a – that's going to be a good
game. He damn well better feature that.
I think I know he's going to feature – all right,
so
Patriots.
That
better
be a feature. Going to go through these next 15 games or so?
Yeah.
All right, so I can help you out with it because I have it up now. Just 37-39. No surprise, Brady's back. Then we had – Buccaneers, Tampa Bay beat Arizona, but Arizona's got all those injuries.
Yeah, get there first.
37-31.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa, I think that's their first win of the season, isn't it? No, it's the second.
Then the Rams, they lost to Jacksonville, 38-24. Gurley was gone.
That's really not going to help them.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign right there. If they lose them to the Jacksonville Jaguars, that's going to be a good
Oakland,
sign.
Oakland, surprise, 35-19. And the Giants beat the Broncos, 38-16. Kyle Slaughter had a good week, but he can't carry a team.
Yeah, I've been talking with the with the Broncos guy just about some trades, and he's like, this guy's our quarterback. I'm like, look at the offense. It's really not helping.
No.
Especially because both their wide receivers are over 30, or 30 or over.
Slow.
So they're not going to have much time for the future. I think I think that they should just really go for the future right now.
Well,
try to move for some picks.
They announced that Kyle Slaughter will start the rest of the season.
Yeah,
that was an announcement today.
What's your all opinions on that?
Start Brock Osweiler.
Man, honestly, I think he's playing real solid ball right now. I wouldn't be too quick to move on from him, but I would try to build around Kyle Slaughter right now. That's what they should do. I think they should build around him because he is a young guy and he has a bright future ahead of him right now. Just they threw him into the fire and he's actually doing pretty decent. So I mean, I can understand if he was throwing 12 interceptions a game, But I think he only has about four.
It's not bad.
Or five this season, and I think when he has
you,
about five.
When you look at, like, Ben
Roethlisberger. I mean, yeah. When you look at people who are, you know, big time guys who got Super Bowl rings and who got start somebody they built, and look how they're playing, and he's playing better than them at this moment. But it's just like the team effort is not there. So the last game was Indian
who are
the Colts losing to the Titans 42-12. The Titans they're playing good ball. I mean I wouldn't go as far as to say they will go to the Super Bowl because they are still, you know, last seed. They are still last seeded. But they do have a division. They are number one in their division. So they will take that fourth slot. But they do have to go through the Steelers.
Or the
Bills.
Or if Kansas City gets there.
They still have to go through. They got Kansas City. The Jets are playing good ball, too. So they do have places they have to go to right now. So that's going to be hard for them. But Tennessee is playing great ball. Next week for week 7, we have Chiefs at Raiders, Bucks at Bills, Panthers at Bears, Titans at Browns. So stop me where you find a game that you really think is going to be worth talking about. Saints at Packers, Jaguars at Colts,
this one
Cardinals at
be
Rams.
Cardinals at Rams.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Gurley's out.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be both of that, but I think the Rams will take this one easily because they have less injuries. So we do have Jets at Dolphins. Yeah. That's going to be a blowout. Ravens at Vikings. I was just talking about this game. I was just talking about the similarities and the differences. So we're just going to see how Kirk Cousins bounces back from that abysmal performance in week 6. Yeah. So this is going to be basically a bounce back game to see how these guys play.
We also got the Seahawks at Giants, blowout for the Seahawks. Falcons at Patriots.
I mean the Giants is playing pretty decent ball right now.
They did just go up against the Broncos.
They did just point taken. We got Falcons at Patriots. Rematch of Super Bowl 51. That's the game of the week. Right there, in my opinion, that's the game of the week. We do, and the Redskins and Eagles will the Redskins be able to avenge that week one loss?
We ain't have
that
we
week one blowout.
New acquisitions in week one.
Yeah, and those two games, I think they are worth talking about right now. So, we're going to talk about the Falcons and Patriots. What do you expect from the Falcons?
Attempting, doing their best to shut down Tom Brady. They know what he can do after the Super Bowl. They need to take what they know about him and who he likes to pass to and shut those people specifically down.
Yeah. What I think this game is going to be, I just think that the Falcons defense is a lot stronger now than they were. The Falcons' defense are a lot stronger. They do have better cornerbacks. The linebacker is better. That defensive line is a stud. That defensive line right now, y'all look at it and y'all be like, oh, they have a lot of young guys. That interior ain't nobody getting past Garrett and Garrett and Poole. We have nobody's getting between those. And then we have Tack, who is – that young man is hungry for anything. He's a great player. I love his passion. I love his passion for the game. Tack McKinley, he's hungry. You got Brooks Reed, and we do have Coney Ealy.
You got cut by
we
the
do have Coney
preseason.
Ealy. Yeah, and then he got cut by the Patriots in the preseason. He got picked up by the Jets. Yeah, he got picked up by the Jets, and then the Jets traded him. I traded for him, so. Even though he got cut, this guy, he's been actually doing pretty decent for the Falcons. And then I think Matt Ryan, I just think that this Falcons team was going to come with revenge on their mind. They want vengeance for their loss. And I just think we're going for blood. So what's your score prediction for that game?
It's going to be the Falcons winning 37 to like 21. 37-21.
Me knowing my team right now and the way we're playing right now, I'll say we'll get the dub 47. I'll say 49-21. I'll say the Falcons will.
Dior. Yep. Sorry
about that. Are you still there?
Oh man! Look. How do you spell door? But I think it's 49-21. I just think the Falcons offense is too much for the Patriots defense Matt Ryan right now.
Back, he'll come back
and they take off. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll come back hot because he left off hot. This man was hot when he left. He was top two quarterback rating. Throwing passing yards and touchdowns. And Julio Jones, this man, Julio Jones is showing why he's the greatest, why he's the best receiver in the league right now. People don't give him as much, attention, and they don't give him his props like they should. You know, they say, oh, Antonio Brown is better. Oh, and Antonio Brown does this. But do you understand that he's with Julio Jones? You get the skill without all the drama and all the outside interference. So he's a great receiver.
He's like an undercover.
I say top five in history.
Undercover Antonio. He does everything Antonio can do without any media coverage.
Yeah, and then but the thing is, he also has more height. I think he has better hands than Antonio. Anyway, his hands are so strong, like. In the real life, in the Patriots game, in that touchdown that he scored, he snatched the ball out of Malcolm Butler's hands.
He has great hand-eye coordination.
Like, he has strong hands. Yes, and then it's hard to get that man down. He's going to break
too tall.
A couple times.
He can just hurdle everything.
Yeah. And his verts, that man can jump, so. He's a great receiver. Matt Ryan is a great quarterback. Yeah. He doesn't get all the recognition he should get to. All right, so we're saying the Patriots fall to the Falcons in a revenge game.
Then we're going to go Redskins versus Eagles. What do you think will happen?
I think the Redskins take the Eagles down. Honestly, I really do. I want you guys to take them down so I can take that number three. So I can get up there and take that number two spot. But, if the Rams lose.
Yeah.
Or if the Seahawks lose. Or, you're in. I think that the Redskins, I think this will be a good game. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I don't think anybody will take off from anybody in this game because they are so evenly matched. They know each other so well. So I will say my score prediction for this game is Redskins taking a dub 35-28.
I was going to go similar to that, but now I'll go 21-28 now that you said that. Redskins.
Yeah, I think that game is going to be a back-and-forth game. And I honestly think that game will come to who has the ball last. Who has the ball last and who makes the least mistakes.
Yeah, it will most likely come down to that.
Excuse me. And if Case Keenum continues to play as well as he's been playing right now, I think that may be the best. That may have been the get down.
Yeah.
I think that may have been the best move for you guys to do.
Yeah,
to move on from Kirk Cousins, to move on from Kirk Cousins and get somebody, and you know, Case Keenum has been playing his butt off. So
to get Keenum a receiver, we got Allen Robinson.
I got the three vegetables in my hands right now.
Yeah,
love you.
Is that?
Yeah,
that was a good pickup as well. As talking about pickups, you know, as you said, pickups. The Falcons picked up Jeremy Maclin over Taylor Gabriel.
I like that move.
So that was a good move, you know. Taylor Gabriel, he was a receiver, but he wasn't like something that we could like a deep threat. We need a deep threat. We need somebody who can blow the top off. And with Jeremy Maclin, you get the height, the speed, and the hands. Also with Sanu, you get the same thing. Sanu is a very reliable number two. Yeah. And just looking at this offense, you know, we have so many pieces that will kill.
Is there anything else that we have to go over?
So.
I don't think so.
Let me see. Because we went through. Oh, we can go through the standings.
Okay.
Did we go through the standings? Yeah, okay. All right. So in the AFC, number one is, of course, the Bills. And then number two, the Steelers. You have Chiefs after that, Jets, Titans, Bengals, Texans, Chargers, Patriots, Browns, Ravens, Jaguars, Dolphins, Colts, Browns, Ravens,
Broncos, Raiders.
Colts.
I'll go over the East.
Broncos, Raiders. So,
go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, no. I was just saying.
NFC. In the NFC, we got the Saints. We got Eagles, Falcons, Seahawks, Rams, Cowboys, Redskins, Packers, Bears, Vikings, Cardinals, Bucks, Giants, 49ers, Panthers, and Lions.
So that is like that list is pretty decent. You know, we do have teams with, you know, we have five teams with four more wins and two less than, you know, one loss, one or more losses, one or less losses.
Looking pretty good.
And it's good. We only got, so, you know, we do have unexpected teams up top. What's the most, after this we are done, but what is the Bills. Surprise team right now for you guys?
Bills.
You know what I have to say? I have to say the Jets, man.
Really?
The Bills? The Jets. I'm sorry, Bills. I don't get how you're 5-0 with Mason Peters.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If you look at all the transactions I've made, I traded Tyrod Taylor, and then I traded for Nick Foles to be my new quarterback, knowing that he wasn't good. Then I got an offer from the Patriots when Tom Brady went down for Nick Foles for a first round pick. I was expecting my pick to be like top 10. Now I'm looking to move my pick because it's right now it's 32. That is wild to me.
Yeah.
I'm as I know, man, I'm looking at mine. I'm wondering how the Bills are so good, but what's the most disappointing team for you guys?
The Lions.
Ooh, hold on, give me a second.
Without a doubt,
I'm toying between the Raiders and the Panthers right now.
Well, I'm not too the Panthers. I'm looking at the Panthers. You know, I think they'll be doing better they had Cam Newton, but they're without their starting quarterback. But the Raiders, they have Derek Carr. They have
Khalil Mack.
Marshawn Lynch. Khalil Mack. They have Amari Cooper. They have all these big names. Yes, they have they have a big time offense. They have maybe the best running back in the league in Marshawn Lynch, but you know they're just not putting it together. They've only scored 104 points. They've been outscored by 99 points.
I mean, I could also put forth for a disappointing team, the Jaguars, just more their defense than anything, because they're supposed to be, if not the best defense in the league, and they're putting up, they've allowed 143 points this season. That is really close to the bottom.
Very close.
As I may say, I'm surprised by the way my defense is playing. I have the best defense in the league right now. I've allowed 95 points, and everybody else has allowed over 100.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I've scored the most points too, so it's like I still have the best points to game ratio.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think that's all we got.
Yeah, so that'll probably be the end of this one right here.
Yeah, so we'll be back in 3-4 days.
Okay.
Good job.
All right, guys.
Peace.
All right. Let me put